And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is a delight to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley, and as always, I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning, Gerald.
Morning, Jo. Good to see you.
Lovely to see you. And welcome for the first time as co-host, best-selling author, podcaster, and founder of organic matcha green tea company, Matcha Maiden. She's quite the force. Sarah Davison, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great lovely to see you. Yes. So now, Sarah, your book and podcast is called Seize the Yay, which it really encapsulates your philosophy around taking every opportunity and getting the most out of life, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. And we're going to hear lots about that a little later on. But it's timely that you join us today on the show because we're taking our health chat a little bit away from just the physical, and we're talking about emotional health today. Now, we hear and read a lot about life satisfaction and the pursuit of happiness. I think there's a lot written about that these days. But is it realistic, do you think, to expect these things, especially given COVID times?
The challenge these days, Jo, is there's so much over which we have no control. We all like to think we know what we're doing, when we want to do it, who we see, what happens. But every day, more than ever, even irrespective of age, children now are faced with challenges that they have never had to face before that would be beyond our pale back when we were kids. So, yes, every day I think it's just different. We've got to learn to go with the flow a little more. And you and I were chatting over coffee before, Jo. The phrase of the weekend, I think, as I said to you, is hurry is the enemy of love. And I think we've just got to just back off a little bit and take a deep breath, not react, go with the flow. What are your thoughts, Sarah?
Yeah, I think that it's been a really good, I mean, we are in COVID times and we have been thrown more challenges than we ever have had to face before. But I also think that maybe that's been a good thing in helping us detach from attaching happiness to certain things and learning to kind of generate it in the small moments rather than like, I think we're all often trying to just arrive at happiness as a destination.
Like, sure.
I'll be happy when.
Yes.
And this has forced us to detach from all those whens because we don't know when they're going to happen, but be happy regardless of the uncertainty around us. Mm. And that's been a really good lesson, I think.
Well, let me ask you a question because when surveyed, younger people and older people are most likely to report being satisfied with their lives. So, Sarah, we have young. Gerald, sneaking into the
also
older.
Young.
Mature, if you don't mind.
Would you say that you are happy and satisfied?
Yes, we are. And there was some research work done last year, but the people struggling most are that
45 to 54.
Yes.
Me.
Well,
and Gerald.
And me. And we've got to learn to perhaps, and that's that age particularly, with respect, you're perhaps a little...
I'm 45 to 54, excuse me. I'm 49 on Tuesday.
That age, happy birthday.
You look amazing.
I know.
We need to chat skincare later.
But the main thing...
That'd make me happy.
There's so many of the people that have young family, challenging careers. Mm. Perhaps they've been through schooling at home. They are the ones that have suffered over the last 12 months or so, according to some work that was done last year.
Yeah.
And they're admitting they're not thinking as clearly, they're not thinking as rationally as what they used to think.
It is a difficult stage of life because you're caring for children, perhaps caring for your parents,
yes.
And also you're really in that age where you're developing your careers in a very sort of a pressured way. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we will learn more about this when we're going to be chatting with senior psychology lecturer Dr. Katie Greenaway about managing our emotions and ways to gain more life satisfaction. Our A to Z of vitamins is Osteolan Bone Strength and Magnesium. And as always, we'd love to hear from you with any questions that may have to support your health and well-being today. Gerald is here to answer your questions, 131 873. And do you know what? We would love to hear from you. Do you have a secret to happiness or life satisfaction? We'd love to hear it. Give us a call, 131 873. Next up, what strategies can we use to have a happier life? That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Help support your child's general health and well-being with new VitaBubs baby and children's vitamin range. The range is brought to you by Bubs Australia, trusted by Australian families and dedicated to children's nutrition. It targets key health areas such as immune health, digestive health, bone health, brain health and daily health. The VitaBubs range is available from $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Supplements may only be of assistance where dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get the entire L'Oreal range for half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It is the House of Wellness, and we would love you to give us a call on 131 873 with any questions at all to support your health and well-being. In the meantime, it's not that surprising with the challenges of a pandemic and the huge social, financial and health pressures it's presented that Aussies actually are now ranking their happiness at a lower level than prior to the pandemic. So given the challenges of the past 12 to 18 months, it's a great opportunity to discuss our emotional health. Dr. Katie Greenaway is a senior psychology lecturer at Melbourne University, and she joins us now. Hi there, Katie.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm feeling quite happy and satisfied this morning, actually, Katie, which I'm very pleased, blessed, I think, to say that. But you only have to search positivity, happiness or mindset on social media, and we are just bombarded with millions of posts about it. It's so written about, but can you tell us briefly about the science behind managing our emotions?
Yeah, this is really interesting because I think it's something that we all feel like we intuitively have a bit of a handle on what, you know, maybe makes us happier or less happy over time. But there is research on maybe what are some of the better ways or the more consistently effective ways of making ourselves feel better when we're feeling down. And those can be strategies like, you know, accepting our emotions as they are, or doing something that's called cognitive reappraisal, which is where we think about our emotions in a different way or using a different kind of mindset. And that's contrasted with some maybe less effective strategies that many of us will be familiar with, things like ruminating or thinking a lot consistently about our emotions and what's making us unhappy, or maybe suppressing our emotions and cutting ourselves off from social support. So there's a lot of evidence for, you know, the various ways that we can manage our emotions effectively.
Yeah, and Katie, you just mentioned social support. In this, you know, COVID times, I think it's really changed our lives in terms like lockdown and social distancing are now really part of our everyday life. How much do you think our social connections and remaining connected impact, you know, how satisfied we are?
Oh, it has a huge impact. And when we think about well-being and wellness, I think we often take this really individual focus. So we think about, you know, me and what do I need and how am I feeling? But it turns out that our personal health and wellness is actually super connected to our social environment and how we feel socially in our relationships. So a really important pillar of well-being is feeling connected to other people, feeling supported by other people, feeling as though there are others who we can turn to if we're going through tough times or if we need to get something, you know, some kind of support, be that practical or sort of emotional and validating from other people. So when we think about, you know, what makes us well, it's really important not just to focus on the self, but also to think about how other people play a role in that and how we can maybe recruit others to help support us socially so that we have this better personal outcomes.
Katie, there are various factors when we go along and we get a checkup, blood pressure and blood sugar levels and things. But do you think social relationships are becoming as important as our cholesterol levels?
Yeah, 100%. In fact, when you look at the research evidence on this, when the people have looked at various interventions that might help us live a longer life. So this is in terms of, you know, the all-important outcome variable, basically how quickly people die, or rather how long their lives get extended. One of the strongest predictors is having good quality social relationships. And I'm talking, this is on the magnitude of, it's equivalent to essentially giving up smoking. If you smoke, you know, consistently more than 15 cigarettes per day, and cutting back and quitting, the impact of that on extending your life is the same magnitude as having good quality social relationships. So, you know, you mentioned going to the doctor and having these blood pressure checkups. Yeah, I think when we go to the doctor, we should maybe be thinking about having social checkups and asking people, do you have someone you can turn to and rely on? You know, do you have good quality connections? And maybe just the kind of takeaway message there for your listeners is, you know, reach out to someone today and make sure that you're feeling, you know, good and supported in your relationships, and that you're being a good, you know, friend and family member to others and supporting them in turn.
Gosh, that's so fascinating. And I think sometimes we do feel like we need to be the lone wolf, but it's absolutely important to reach out. What about the role of experiencing, you know, pain or unpleasantness in relation to our pursuit of genuine happiness? I think sometimes we see that as a real setback and interpret happiness as avoiding any kind of challenge. But obviously in this time, challenge is, you know, arriving on our doorstep all the time. But how does that help us manage life's inevitable difficulties? I think there is a big role for discomfort and pain in growth.
Yeah, absolutely. And here I think it's useful to think about some different types of well-being that we might want to kind of pursue or experience. There's what we call hedonic well-being, which is just simply exactly what you said, pursuing pleasure and avoiding pain. So we want to feel good and avoid feeling bad. But there's another type of well-being, which is called eudaimonic well-being, which is more this sense of having meaning and purpose in the world. I feel as though I'm doing something and I'm achieving something, I'm working towards something. And there, I think, you know, experiencing some kind of pain or discomfort can actually help us develop this sense of greater meaning, you know, and this is where this strategy of cognitive reappraisal that I mentioned before comes in. You know, we can sometimes reinterpret or recast unpleasant experiences as being learning experiences for us, or kind of helping us, you know, move forward into a new kind of phase of life or understanding about, you know, what we're going through. Of course, that isn't always the case and doesn't always help us manage our emotions and isn't always possible. You know, sometimes bad things happen, and that's really unfortunate. In those kinds of circumstances, what research suggests is a good way for us to kind of maintain a level of well-being through those tough times is to practice strategies like acceptance, which is kind of a form of mindfulness, I think you mentioned up at the top, which is really just about non-judgmentally noticing and understanding our emotional state. And it might sound a little bit ironic or unexpected that, you know, not trying to influence or intervene to change our emotions can actually change our emotions. But research shows that when we simply step back and accept that we're feeling a particular way and that that's how it is right now and that it's perfectly fine and okay for us to be experiencing those emotions, it does actually help us get through those tough times. So there's a couple of different ways to maybe think about that pain-pleasure dichotomy.
And Katie, just finally, and you sort of touched on it there, how critical is it for us to have a purpose or a meaning in life or feel like we're in service to others as far as feeling satisfied or happy?
Yeah, it's a really important part of well-being. So, you know, just like I said before, it's not all about hedonism and feeling good. It's also about feeling as though we're working towards something or that we have a sort of greater meaning. Now, that can come from a variety of different sources for different people. But just that sense of, you know, greater connectedness, as you mentioned, that can be connection to other people around you, or it can be, you know, a greater connection to the world at large, or, you know, for some people, a religious faith of some kind is a really important part of well-being. So I think, you know, again, if we're talking take homes, it's not just looking at making ourselves feel good. It's also thinking about, you know, getting that greater sense of meaning and also social connectedness in our everyday lives.
Well, thank you so much, Katie. Some really useful tips for us if we're needing a little boost for our satisfaction or happiness today. Thank you so much, Dr. Katie Greenaway.
Thanks very much.
You have a great day, Katie. And do give us a call, 131 873, with any questions that you may have for your health. We'll get to those calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Help support your healthy infant's bone growth and development with Ostalin Infant Vitamin D3 drops from Chemist Warehouse. Vitamin D3 is important for bone strength and helps to promote calcium absorption in healthy infants. Ostalin Infant Vitamin D3 drops are now $11.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Vitamin supplements may only be of assistance if dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get the entire L'Oreal range for half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley, and author, podcaster, and entrepreneur Sarah Davidson. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. We'd love you to give us a call, 131 873, with any questions that you might have for your health or well-being. Gerald is here to answer any and all questions with his great wisdom over there. We want to say thanks to Alan from San Remo, who rang and said he's 70 years old and very happy.
He's probably sitting on the jetty at San Remo, holding a fishing line, thinking, how good is life? Hope you're warm, Alan.
Yes, chilly, but beautiful part of the world. Ralph from Mentone, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, all. How are you going?
Well, how can we help?
I'm just bringing up the opinion and the discussion about the happiness that you had a little earlier on. And
yes.
I was wondering whether or not you're aware of the country of Bhutan.
Mm-hmm. We are.
The country of Bhutan has in most countries go for a GDP of, you know, how much production they do in electricity and food. Their GDP is the happiness of their people. And the king there actually has that as the prime objective of his country. And it's a wonderful place and people to visit and see. And it really does mean a lot to the people. And so I think the attitude of what you're discussing today, bringing happiness out, is really, really good. And so I thought I'd just bring that to you and maybe people might be aware of it.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, in some of the, when you get a parcel from them, their parcel on their outside just says, we believe in the happiness of their people. And that's their prime motive. So it's a wonderful ideal. And I just thought I'd make you aware of it.
How can we bring some of that to Australia?
Well, the king is in charge of the country, and what the king says goes.
Right.
And
right.
Everybody follows his wishes, and it's not a dictatorship.
No.
But it's a basic following of the people, and it's wonderful.
Well, I think what he's doing is he's demonstrating through his leadership that happiness should be prioritised,
sure.
Not things like wealth, not things like property or ownership or, you know, the material kind of gains that other leaders might suggest around the world.
It must be, though, difficult, Jo, because there's probably people thinking, that's all and well, but I've got rent to pay, children
course.
To feed, children to educate. So their system's obviously different. But certainly a focus on that, a focus on happiness, satisfaction, resilience, all those things we so often mention. Maybe we've lost sight of that. We've lost contact with that.
Very interesting. Thank you for bringing that to our attention there, Ralph. Now, Sarah, I wanted to just delve a little deeper into you and what you've done in your extraordinary career. We've been talking about life satisfaction, and I know you're very much about getting the best out of life. So can you tell us a bit more about how you came to your seize the yay philosophy? It's a great pun, by the way.
You know I do love a good pun.
I do.
Look, it was really just, I mean, there's been over the past couple of years a big life transition that was really a happy accident. It's a very long story, which I'll save, as I know it's, you know, early in the morning on a Sunday. But I started off as a corporate lawyer and sort of stumbled into the world of business. And in the process, really sort of, you know, was able to break the autopilot circuit that I think I'd fallen into. You know, I got really onto the productivity hamster wheel and I was chasing these metrics of success and financial growth like we've been talking about today, you know, wealth and external markers that I was living a good life, and just suddenly realized I actually didn't care about the ladder that I was climbing. And I realized, Gerald, as you mentioned, that happiness and fulfillment had just become a consideration that I didn't even factor into my life. And so I sort of, you know, have been able to shift the focus back towards, well, what is the point of having it all? What is the point of being successful in other people's eyes and kicking all these goals and amassing wealth if you're not happy and you can't enjoy that? So I don't mean everyone should go and leave their jobs by any means, but I do think that there's something about the pace of life today that keeps you just in this relentless forward motion without ever stopping to think, am I going in a direction that suits me? And I think the noise, the white noise we face in this day and age where the minute details of other people's lives are more visible than they've ever been before, we get very, you know, distracted by what other people, what makes other people happy, and just bringing it back to what makes you yay. And it's also kind of a childlike word because I think we start to take ourselves too seriously and we lose that childlike sense of wonder. And that, when was the last time you felt the need to just go, yay, you know? That's a beautiful marker of how happy and fulfilled you are in life. And I love that idea of, you know, in Bhutan, it's not that they ignore economics or those important things like paying rent, but it's if you bring the focus back to happiness, often all of that falls into place. It's not that all those factors become irrelevant completely. It's just shifting the focus allows you to achieve, I'm much more productive when I'm happy and fulfilled and have a purpose. Whereas before I was just chasing, I had speed, but in no direction. And I think that's a really important distinction.
The difficult part at the moment probably is that we've been locked up for so often and for so long that we can't really think outside that immediate instead of looking at the future. So we're all going to have to reappraise, aren't we?
But I do love the notion that you can focus on the thing that lights you up and give yourself permission to do that, because for so long in our adult lives, we tend to shut those parts of ourselves off. So let's return to them. I like that as a philosophy. So great to have you on the show, Sarah, and we'll have more of your calls next on The House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get the entire L'Oreal range for half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We've been speaking about emotional health this morning and then really the great importance of social connection because it has impact on our physical health as well. And we'd love you to give us a call, 131 873. Sammy in Melbourne, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I was just wanting to say I work as a personal care worker for aged care, and you can definitely see how that's beneficial with the social for the old people who are very isolated other than that. But for myself, I've been slapped in the face every time recently that I've tried to make social connections. So I just literally go to work and I go home and I hang out by myself, and that makes me much happier than forming a friendship with somebody and then having them smack me in the face afterwards.
Oh, Sammy, I'm so sorry to hear that's been your experience.
Yeah, it's been not a very nice few years, so it's been more than once. So, yeah.
Well, congratulations for what you do, Sammy, because it must be very fulfilling to be able to make a difference to other people's lives. But what you're looking for,
definitely.
And fantastic, and we need more people like you. But out of that, you must have some wonderful characteristics about you that you will be able to find someone that you can just say, they're a mate, they're a good friend, we catch up every now and again. So out there, you deserve better than it appears that you're getting. So hang in there and it will happen.
Yeah. Sammy, I also think these things, they kind of happen maybe to show you that you need a bit of a shift in what I call your neighbourhood, but otherwise your social network. Sometimes you are just, you know, people come into your life for a reason, a season or a lifetime, and maybe you're just experiencing a bit of a shift and a bit of an in-between phase, but there's always someone out there who's looking for exactly what you have.
Yeah, that's great. I'll keep my eyes open.
Good on you, Sammy. Thank you for the call.
Sammy, for the call.
Keep doing all your good things.
I think also, Sammy, is a reminder to us all that there are people around us that are isolated. And sometimes you might see that person at, you know, your local cafe often, and just saying hello could be their only connection that day. And it's, you know, just to remind ourselves to reach out, and even just a hello and a smile can make a difference.
And we know, Joe, social isolation is a health risk. We know that.
Yes, we absolutely do. Gerald, I wanted to ask you, because we've been talking about emotional health and ways to regulate our emotions, and are there, you know, your world is very much about more factual things and also supplements and, and you know, the
Wellness.
Wellness. So are there things that we can actually take that would help us with our moods and our emotions?
Yes. But remember, Joe, there's no magic pill. And we probably are in a society now where we expect that if there's a problem, we take a pill because that's what the medical marketing tells us. If you've got osteoarthritis and you take a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, that's going to get better in a few days. We're not talking here about anything that's going to get better in a few days. So, but there are the herbal world talks, Joe, about adaptogenic herbs. Herbs to allow us to cope with the stresses that we confront every day and we don't get overwhelmed by them. And we've talked about them often. Ginseng, rhodiola, ashwagandha, Sisyphus. Get some advice from your healthcare practitioner if you feel that they may make a difference. But remember, it won't happen tomorrow, and you've got to do the other things. Get some exercise. Eat sensibly because the gut-brain connection is very strong. Surround yourself with someone. The Gotcha for Life message. Get someone around that you can ring, have a chat to, catch up with, walk the dog with them, but don't ever feel that you're on your own.
So I've got possibly a dumb question, right?
Never.
I'd like to acknowledge that right at the top. I love the sunshine for lifting my mood.
Sure.
So does that mean vitamin D might lift my mood?
It does. Vitamin D is the precursor for all hormone production. So you need the sun. You probably at this time of the year in the southern states need a vitamin D supplement. Sadly, most Australians have low levels of vitamin D. It's just bewildering that it's such a simple solution that we don't embrace it, but we don't seem to.
And you mentioned gut health there. We do know that there is a link between our gut brain, as they call it, and our head brain and our our actual mental health. So what are some great things that would care for our gut health?
Well, the main thing is to, how often do we hear it? Eat sensibly. Plenty of fiber, plenty of fluid, plenty of sleep. They're the things that your gut really enjoys. And we talk about fermented foods. Now, I don't rush out and enjoy kimchi or all these sorts of things. I would rather eat plenty of fiber and look at a probiotic or yogurt or those sorts of things. But it's all about balance. Again, we expect that if we have a bottle of kimchi every day, does it come in a liquid? I don't know. But
kimchi's not a liquid.
Well, it's really
and kimchi juice would not be appealing.
No, well, it probably should be. There's a market there. But there are easier ways. And if you feel there are elementary probiotics we need in our gut, lactobacillus, bifidofactor, they're available in supplement form, but they won't replace the food aspects of those as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there are ways we can manage our moods also by, you know, our nutrition.
And the happier you are, the happier your gut's going to be, and vice versa.
So we love it when you give us a call, 131 873. Betty from Doncaster has called, and she's got an issue with dribbling, Gerald.
This is an overproduction of some salivary glands. And Betty, the simplest thing to do is to just go to your pharmacy and get an antihistamine because it's a dryer upper. That's the simplest thing to do. If it persists, Betty, and if it's something that you say has just arrived, it could be medication related as well. So don't hesitate. If it doesn't settle, send me an email, houseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab, and we can explore it further.
And Susan from Dilford, good morning.
Hi, Susan.
Good morning. Hello, good morning.
How can we help?
Doctor, at the moment I have shingles pain.
Mm-hmm.
I was diagnosed 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on a blood pressure tablet and a blood thinner at the moment.
Yes.
I suffer from the pain morning, all day, and then in the evening. Is there something you could help with the pain ease or...
Yes. Susan,
food-wise or...
Did you get the antiviral tablets? Did you get the shingles diagnosis in time that you took the course of antivirals?
Yes, I took the course of antibiotics,
And you've finished those now?
I have finished.
Okay. Now, the nutrient for nerve pain is called lipoic acid, L-I-P-O-I-C. You get that from your pharmacy. It's a 400-milligram capsule. You take it twice a day. It will not interfere with your blood pressure nor your blood thinner.
Lipoic
acid, L-I-P-O-I-C, acid, 400 milligram twice a day from your pharmacy.
And is there any ointment or lotion I could rub on the skin?
Well, yes, you can use arnica cream to help address the pain. But remember, everything you put on is going to hurt like blazes, so you've got to be very gentle. There's also a thermal spring water spray you can spray on to take the pain away too.
All the best with that, Susan. And we'll have more of your calls next on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Help support your child's general health and well-being with new VitaBubs baby and children's vitamin range. The range is brought to you by Bubs Australia, trusted by Australian families and dedicated to children's nutrition. It targets key health areas such as immune health, digestive health, bone health, brain health and daily health. The VitaBubs range is available for $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Supplements may only be of assistance where dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get the entire L'Oreal range for half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You are with The House of Wellness, and Gerald, it's time for A to Z of Vitamins. Today we're talking osteoline, bone strength and magnesium.
We've talked a lot about calcium over the last few weeks, Joe, and how important it is, and the fact that as we age, as from about 20 years onwards, our bone mineral density needs to be restored, and sometimes we don't.
It's not great news, is it?
No, it's not. Well, Sarah hasn't made the 20 yet, so she's got plenty of time. But and it means that you can get it from food, particularly vitamin D. And in that regard, on today's TV show, Heinze has a magnificent satay salmon with crunchy cucumber salad, which is my favourite fish. I enjoy salmon. Worth enjoying. But from a calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, vitamin K2, those things are needed in combination to help our absorption, which is the D3, help direct it into our bones, which is the K2, and we should never ignore. Don't wait for a fracture. If you're not getting calcium from your food, consider a supplement.
The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Osteoline, Australia's number one bone health brand. We've got time for just a couple more calls. Janine from Elwood, good morning.
Good morning, Janine.
Good morning. I'm wondering, can you take melatonin if you're on high blood pressure medication?
Yes, you can. Now, melatonin is in the news, as you know, because for over 55, it's now available for sleeping. And it has no influence on your blood pressure or your blood pressure medications, Janine. So if it's going to get you a better night's sleep, speak to your pharmacist. You've got to be over 55, and it's rude to ask people's age if they're ladies. So I'm assuming you're about that age, Janine. Speak to your pharmacist first.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Leanne in Melbourne, good morning.
Hi. I've recently had some really bad gastro, and they diagnosed me with colitis.
Okay.
I was actually hospitalised with it. And I feel like it's stripped the lining of my stomach. Is there anything I can... But would you suggest anything to help me with that?
Yes, there is, Janine. There are combinations from your pharmacy that will contain probiotics, gentle fibre, glutamine, which is the gut-repairing nutrient. So go along, ask your pharmacist that you want a gut-repairing powder that you can take three times across the day, and that's going to settle things down, and also some fish oil as well to settle inflammation too.
Thank you so much, Leanne, and thank you to all of our callers today. We really appreciate hearing from you. We do love it when you join our show. If you are not able to get through, head to houseofwellness.com.au, that website. There's an Ask tab there that Gerald is very dedicated to you. And, of course, you can catch up on any other information that you've heard on the show. There's a wonderful House of Wellness magazine that you can head to. Gerald, you've got in your hands there.
Yes, with Melissa Leong on the MasterChef lady on the front, and she's doing a good job.
And there's a wonderful episode of the House of Wellness TV today on Channel 7, 11 o'clock in Melbourne and 12 midday for the rest of the country. And I just love this interview with best-selling author and psychologist Steve Badolf. Now, you might know Steve because he wrote Raising Boys and Raising Girls. There's a whole generation of boys who were brought up on his books. And he is the person that said, Gerald.
Yes, he said that hurry is the enemy of
love. How beautiful is that? Hurry is the enemy of love, Sarah, which as a parent, I've got to tell you, I've really had to have a chat with myself.
Long, hard look at yourself, Jo.
I really did, because we are so caught up, as you were saying, in the pace of life. Mm. And that sometimes means that you don't listen to the children in your life. So,
and don't forget
and
husbands.
The people around
might
you.
Be kids. Don't forget the husbands.
And the golden retrievers.
That's
I mean,
right.
Yes. Paul is listening right now.
Paul. Oh, great. We'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get the entire L'Oreal range for half price. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It has been a delight to spend this hour with you on the House of Wellness. We've been talking about satisfaction and happiness and its relationship really with our physical health as well. Sarah, a takeaway.
Well, in true Sarah Davidson or Sarah Yavidson fashion, will have to leave you with a quote. And it appears my perfectionism will apply even to happiness. And so I beat myself up a bit when I'm not happy all the time, particularly because that's on brand. And I think you just need to accept that happiness is a journey. It's not a destination. You're not going to wake up one day and arrive at this beautiful place where everything is perfect. You have to be, you know, happy day by day in the small moments in spite of the imperfections, because that's what life is. So I think just trust the journey.
So true, and it's good lessons to give our kids as well, because there is an expectation that every day you must be happy. That's not the real world.
No, well, and what even is happiness? I for me, I don't seek happiness. No. I seek peace and love of what I have in my life. What about you, Gerald?
Well, acceptance and resilience. I accept that I'll be going to golf this morning and probably not play all that well.
And you'll have to accept that and have some resilience in that.
Yes, and I start off in a group and then I all go off at an angle. So, so I will find acceptance.
I love it. Gerald, always a delight to share the show with you. Sarah Davidson, it's been lovely to have you on the House of Wellness. Of course, check out houseofwellness.com.au, and thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We will see you all next week.